Hey everybody, Jonathan Doyle with you once again for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Hope you're doing well out there in Catholic education land. If you're listening to this around the time I release it, then we are all in the midst of coronavirus shutdown. I guess that gives people more time to listen to podcasts, right? And it's an interesting time, isn't it? You know, it's schools closing all over the world, our Going Deeper program, our formation program for teachers. We paused that today, hundreds of schools around the world. I wrote to everybody and said, look, we got school closures everywhere. So whatever you're facing, whether you're there's so much change, isn't there? My son's in the fifth grade and they had a school camp today. Really exciting. They go up into the mountains, they do archery and all sorts of cool stuff. So excited. You know those kids that don't want to leave mum and dad and they're like really scared about sleeping away from the home? He is not that kid. He's like so excited. And we got an email just before he left for school this morning saying it's not happening because of coronavirus. So a little bit of parental coaching took place there. Friends, challenging times. Went to Mass yesterday and a beautiful homily, fantastic priest that we have, and just gave a great homily. Just about, you know what, something I said last week, I guess he was just reinforcing it, you know, that despite all of the unpredictability here where I live in Australia in the last few months, I mean, since October last year, I had the accident that almost killed me. I was in hospital for a long time. Then we got these horrendous bushfires that just massively affected the nation. Then we got incredible hailstorms and crazy storms that did a huge amount of damage. And then we got coronavirus. And this all this upheaval, it's a new word, upheaval. It's kind of like upheaval. My wife said to me this morning, she says, do you find this destabilizing? Do you find this like all this has been happening? And I'm like, no, not really. I said, as a student of history, you know, we're still living in a very stable time. I know it doesn't feel that way for some of us right now, but we are blessed to be living where we are. And at this moment in history, in terms of access to information and healthcare, even in a crisis, I know that things could change depending on how this pandemic goes. But I guess all of this is my way of saying that there is one constant, and that's the person of Jesus who remains constant for all of us through the midst of these very challenging times. He remains the center for all of us. So just stay focused on him. As hard as it is, just say, Jesus, I know that somehow through all of this uncertainty and challenge, you're present, you're the Lord of history, you are ordering things, that no virus, no nothing is more powerful than you. Please help us to feel your presence and to be focused upon you through this season. All right, here's today's message. I just posted this on the daily email. It's a beautiful quote. I want to tell you who it's from in a sec, but listen to this quote. I want to become a saint. It will not be easy at all. I have a lot of wood to chop, and it is hard as stone, but better late than never. One more time. I want to become a saint. It will not be easy at all. I have a lot of wood to chop, and it is hard as stone, but better late than never. And that's from St. Zélie Martin. Do you know who St. Zélie Martin is? That's St. Thérèse of Lisieux's mother. So her and her husband became, they've been canonized. So married couple. So canonized as saints. You know, they're the parents of one of our great saints, St. Thérèse of Lisieux. But listen to this, the intention. I want to become a saint. She was clear on it. And I've said that in so many seminars, you know, that the desire, the goal is to become a saint. That the desire, that the goal is to become a saint. So we start with what Thomas Aquinas famously said, if you want to become a saint, what's the first step? Will it. Will it. Desire it. Want it. But she says here in this quote that she has a lot of wood to chop. What does that mean? She's got a lot of work to do in the reality of her life. And I posted this morning, and I'm just saying to people, look, we all have a lot of wood to chop. That you have some wood to chop at the moment. What is that? Well, it depends. As a Catholic educator, as a Catholic teacher, God is trying to make you holy in the place of your vocation, your daily work. That is my mantra all over the world. It's what I keep saying to teachers everywhere, that he is calling us to be holy in the real places of our daily lives. So for you now, whether that's a school closure and you're working at home, or whether, you know, I think many of us are going to become a saints, are going to become saints when they close more schools, because it means our kids coming home. I have three kids under the age of 12. If they all come home from school and we're stuck in the house together for 2 weeks, I promise you, friends, I'll be a saint by the end of that. I really will. I'll be a saint. I really will. Thank you, Jesus. You get my point. often it's the difficult, hard circumstances of our lives where we are being made saints. I mean, keep saying to people, we think it's, we'll have some ecstatic experience at Mass. You might, that's very possible, it's not impossible. But really what I keep trying to help Catholic teachers understand all over the world is that holiness is coming through the day-to-day moments of our lives. That's where God is present, and that's where he's calling us to holiness. All right, friends, God bless you. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Come and say hi. If you're on Twitter, you can find me at BeingCatholic1, BeingCatholic1. Instagram, JonathanDoyle47. And of course, Facebook, Passionate Catholic Teachers. We've got the group there. And of course, the website, beingcatholic.com.au. God bless you. Just praying for you at the moment. Thank you for the amazing work you do. And let's stay close to Jesus as we all come through this season together. God bless you, friends. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. And I'll have another message for you tomorrow.